Yeah, Daf Pei Dalet Amud Beis, the top of the Amud, and in order to see exactly what's flying, let's look at the Peirush Chaim. Toshma, Shtei Gzusteroi Zu Lamailo Mizu. Now, looking in the Peirush Chaim, page 173, we'll see the two gzusterois, which are balconies, and the top one, we see there are on two levels, and the top one has a mechitza yud around it. And that is a kula sheikilu b'mayim that we say a mechitza tluyas materes, because we have here really a problem. To be doyle mayim from the yam into the gzustere, so it's considered we're taking from a kamalas to reshus ayochit. So in order to solve this problem, there are two oifanim how to do it. Either you make a mechitza underneath the nekev, which is Dalet al Dalet, you make a Mechitza Omuk Yud, that is picture 40, or you make a Mechitza Lamailo, and then we say, so even though it's a Mechitza Tluye, but Kalu Shekilu Bamayim, we say, we consider that this Mechitza goes all the way down into the Mayim, and so the whole area is a Rishus HaYochid, so we consider he's taking from one Rishus HaYochid to another Rishus HaYochid. Now let us see. Shtei Gzusterois, you have two Gzusterois, Zu Lemaila Mizu. One is higher than the other. Osu Le'oyoyne V'loy Osu Le'tachtoyne. So he made mechitzas, like in picture 41, he made mechitzas surrounding the Nekev by the Oibishter Gzustere, Vuloi also le Tachtoin. La Tachtoin has a Nekev, which some during the week he uses. He doesn't have to bother the Gzustere or Yaine. But Shabbos, the only one who has a Machitze is the El Yaine. Shteyem Asurois Ad Sheya Arvu. So both of them are not permitted to use the top Gzustere, unless there'll be ma'arev between each other. Now let us see Rashi. Zukt Rashi zay. Shtei gzusterois masnisen hi. Gzustere shehi lemaila min hamay. Now what is a gzustere? So Rashi says, a gzustere is as follows. Beis zizen builtin min ha'aliye shal sfas hayom. You have two zizim projecting, two boards projecting from the bayis, and the koyvin nisorim izelas, and then you make a porch, then you make, going horizontally, boards. Vehi gzustere, and this is called a gzustere. Usnan ein memalem mimeno b'shabbos. You're not allowed to be memalem mimeno b'shabbos. Lefi shagzustere rishus hayochit. Because the gzustere is a reshus hayochid shegavoya, it's gavoya asore, rechova harbe, it's rochov more than dal, vahayam kalmelis. Now, the hittest lashon of Rashi is that alone is also a sibe, why it's a reshus hayochid, because it's gavoya yud, and it's rochiv dalet. Now this is not so poshut. Rashi and Azerik says the same lotion. And this is right from poshut, because Rashi in Shabbos, Tavov HaMedbei says an omud is a reshus hayochid, because you say good asik mechitzte. You say the mechitzes of the omud, you schlep them up, and therefore we consider that the top of the omud is mukif mechitzes. Without mechitzes, it wouldn't be considered a reshus hayochid. Here Rashi says, here there are no mechitzes over here. I think other Rishainim learn pshat, since it is pasuach to a chaloin or a pesach says a din of chayreh rishus hayochid. That's one way to learn, but I don't know if that's what Rashi means over here. Anyway, this gezustere Rashi holds is a rishus hayochid. It's kavoya yudah rechova harbe. Vahayam kalmelis, and the yam is a kalmelis. So you have a problem, you cannot be memale from the yam to the gzustere. Elim kain also lo mechitze, unless you'll make a mechitze asor, you'll make a mechitze that is 10 tfachim. Bein milamailo, you can make it lamailo like in picture 41. Bein milamato. Shechoikekim nekev arbo ke'ein pi boir. And you make a mechitza around it, lamailoi, lamato. And then you could be memale. The choshev, and then we consider ki'ilu piyos ha-mechitza yardim v'soismin ad tohim. That the pair of mechitza goes down till the tohim. Kedama b'perikame. Kalu shekilu chachomim b'mayim, shemechitza tluya materes bohem. This is a kula in mayim that even though it's only mechitza tluya, it's matter. V'chein loy gosim. Now, beiz gzustarois, zu lemaylo mizu. V'ein mechuvonois, zu al zu. It's not one on top of the other. Elo meshuchais, zu micheneged zu. One is further away from the other. It's lemailo and it's moshuch. Besoich dalet, and it is in toich dalet. That muflogeis, it's called. For also leel yaina hanekev, in the yaina they made the nekev amechitze. For lo yosu lehatachtoine. And the tachtoine does not have this mechitze. So the tachtoine cannot be doi lemayim into its own gzustere. Ubishabis zirkim b'nei tachtoine dli shelohem. So they throw their dli al mechitze sal yoynis, on top of them over the mechitze sal yoynis. V'yoyred l'nekev u'mishalshul u'moyshech v'oyla. So that's how they get mine. So they get the tachtoines, and the we'll see the rishonim speak out. That what the Tachtoine does this is that they were mishtatef in this mechitze, so memele they have a choshe mishpatikya right to use the gzustere hel yoinim for to be deilamayim, so they're permitted to do it in hilchus choshe mishpat. Ishteyem asuris. So now you have two people using the gzustere for dlias mayim. So both of them are also lamalis. Because you have, these are two rishus ayochids, and both are mishtamish in this rishus. So memele, and they weren't ma'arim zayim zay. Uchigoyin, she also oisa mechitza bishutves, kenekvini lo bepirkan lakamon, that they have Chayshemishpatike writes, the Gzustara Tachtain is Chayshemishpatike writes to use the Gzustara Oyay. Alma, what am I gay alonu? Lozebe Shilshu, Vivnei Oyayna. Now let us understand how the Shimush of each Gzustara is. The Oyayna uses the Gzustara Beshilshu. They just go and lower a bucket through the nekev into the yam. So that's their oifen hashimush of the gzuster. Tashmish milui. That's this tashmish of milui hamayim. Milui zeh b'shilshul. Shemishal shaliyam. That's their shimush. Livnei tachtoine. In order for the tachtoine to be memale from the gzuster el yoine, so they need bezrika v'shulshul. First they throw it up, and then it goes down. Oktani shteyim asuris. Cholshkein, So the Gemara is asking a kasha on Shmuel. We learned on Daf Pei Gimel Amud Beis that Shmuel holds that Noisen Oisai Lozeh Lozeh Bezrika Lozeh Bishul Shul Nois Lozeh Bishul So Shul Zeh Tashmishe Benachas Lozeh Tashmishe Bekoshim. So it is considered his, it is considered an extension of his bayis, not of the other one's bayis. And here, this is worse, this is Zrike and Shulshul, and the other is Shulshul alone. And here it says, Shtayim Asuris, is a raya to Rav. Omar Rav Ade Barave, Beboin Bnei Tachtoino Derech El Yoino Lamalos. So Rav Ade Bar Ave said that the Oifen HaShimush is not through Zrike. Now speaking, the boim b'dezasulom, the boim b'nei tachtoine derech el yoyna lamalish. Let us look at page 174. There's a sulom from the gzustere tachtoine to the yoyne, and they woke up, and then they're also memale bishulshul. So it's tashmisham bishavet. Since it's tashmisham bishavet, so memale, so therefore it asks. Zakt Rashi. Beboin b'nei tachtoin, v'oilin b'sulamois derech oyoino, l'malois. The tavayu bishulshul. Both of them are bishulshul, so memale, so therefore one asks on the other. That was Rav Ade Bar Ave. Abaya Omar, ki goin de kayomin besoich asore da'adodi. Let us look at picture 43. That exustere hatachtoine is, there's yut tfochim, there's less than yut tfochim between the exustere hatachtoine and the exustere oyoin. Zot Rashi. כגוין דקיימה בגוי אסורי דעדודי. סקטרשי אסורי. שאין אל יוינו גבויה מתחתוינה אסורי. The difference of גוי ואת נת גבוי אסורי. ואף אגב דקתי לא זה בקושי או לא זה בנחס. I suppose Kate Miron, it's still, even though it's less than Yud, but it's Lezeh Bekosha, Lezeh Benachas, for the Tachtoin it's Bezrike Beshulshul, for the Oyoin it's Beshulshul. Sheyesh Mikzas Rike Ima Shulshul. Va'om Ashmur La'el Dechol Tashmi Shuhu Nachas Lozeh Mizeh. If one is easier than the other, Noisnin Oisnin Lenachas. Shmuel's Moide, Shilshul and Pesach, you give to the Pesach, but Shilshul and Zriki, you give to the Shilshul. Leitikshe, the time of the Hocho, Lav Mishum Tashmish. That, what the Tachtoine assels on the Oyoine, is not because of the Shimush of Milui Mayim. The Shimush, that's because and that's Benachas. Hello, Mishum. The kiv and the bigoy asored hadodi kayomim, since both are on the same level, the both teich asored, ein rishus shlishis lozu belayzu, so there's no third rishus lozu belayzu, they're both on one level. Vafilu lozeb pesach lozeb zrike. That means here, since they are on one level, so I don't look at the oifen hashimush. Afilu the oifen hashimush will be lozeb pesach lozeb zrike. That according to Kuli Alman, we say that what lozeb pesach kivin she'ein chiluk rishus beinayim. Since there's no chilek rishus beinayim, so memele, that is not the criteria, the criterion. V'chiyam rinon, rishus shlishis. When do we say, if we have a third rishus, hasmucho lishtayim, that is samuch to these two rishuyis, lozebe nachas, lozebe kosher, nitenes lozebe nachas,
Hani mila heiche de beis horishuyais chalukais begoivayut. And the two rishuyis are separated.
Kigoy.
Chotzer
valiye.
We have a chotzer and an aliye. Uchigoyin beis chatzeres hamugdolois yud begoiva karka yeseya. Oy mechitza sora beinayim. Oy charitza sora.
So then when both rishuyis are moved one from the other, so then the shaila is, this third rishus, is it nigra? So then the third rishus is nigra to the mokim that it's tashmishe benach. But if they are both, they're not moved, then he said it's teich eser, so memele, it is irrelevant. If it's tashmishe benachas, tashmishe bekoshe, It's called one big reshus, and one asos on the other. And here I'm not goyres the oifen hashimush. If it is benachas or not.
So nachmo de gemor. Abaya omar ki goin de kayomin besoich asore da hadodi. Both xustarois are besoich asore. Veloi mi boi koma. Now, that what the Mishnah said that the tikkun was bo yoyne osu lel yoyne v'loy osu letachtoyne. Why did the Tanis mention it back in such an oifen? V'loy mi boy kom. Loy mi boy osu letachtoyne v'loy osu lel yoyne. If it would have been the other way around, also letachting li also lo yoin da asiri uziche biyosu. The vikiv on the bigoyu da hadodi kayom in osu na dodi here the ziche asvore of teichyu. Ala filo osu le el yoin of lo yosu letachtoino. But the other way around, sal kidai tachamin vikiv and the lozeb in nachas. Lose bekoshe lisve lose shetashmishe benachas. Kamash melong, even the begoya sore kayomin osro nadodi. Hara si Rashi. Zot Rashi veloi mi boi koma kloima. Bechitaima. Ho yulu besoicha sore kayomin. Since it is toich asore, v'taime, and the reason is mishum de'ein lozu rishus b'loizu. That v'ein lozu rishus b'loizu is considered one big rishus. V'loi lashmin olezeh b'shulshul, olezeh b'zrike. Ein nois n'nois olezeh shebishulshul. Not the chiddush is. Not the chiddush is, he says, I'm not done over here, because that I say like Rav, that since both are tashmishim bekoshe, is mali osu lel yoine, mali osu letachtoine. He says, if the lomdis is that I say that the equal shimushim, I say that zrik is equal to shulshul is very good. So that's why he had to tell me this oifen. That even though for the yoin is b'shulshul and b'tachtoine, it is b'zrik. Afal pikein, shulshul and zrik are equivalent. But if it is speaking about that lemaise, both are teichyud. So loy mi boy osu letachtoine, v'loy osu lal yoine. The ikilu ukmi taime, then one could say, the ikilu ukmi taime, the isura, the reason why it is also mishum tash mishas shove. Then one could think, Hishmul is speaking. So one could think the reason why the yoina asses on the tachtoine, we know why, because it's tash mishashove. Thus muche sein b'meshech ha-koisul b'soich dalet. They are toich dalet, smuches, it's not far away, k'demuk mina lekamo. V'gov onami b'goiso b'goi asore da-dodi. So it would seem, so this is equivalent, both are b'sholshu. Ye'elo afilu. But afilu, it's also bel yoine. Da havi lo ze bishulshu. Ula ze bimiktas zrike bishulshu. To this one, it's bishulshu ze bimiktas zrike shulshu. La yisve lo ze shetashmishi binachas. I would think that you give it to the one shetashmishi binachas kedishmu. Ho yulu miktis koishi yesh lo ze mize. That for the bottom one, it's bezrike. And from the top one, it's bishulshu, kamash melon, the kivon, since given the begoya sore kayomim, since it's begoya sore, osron adodi. Let us see Taisus. So Taisus, loy mi boy koma. So Shmuel is explaining why it mentioned Dafke, that the Olyoina was, the Mechitza was Bolyoin. Zaktaisus Azai. The Bishloim Malerav Nokat also Layoina Lashminon Lozeb Bezrike. According to Rav, it's very good. So the Chiddush is that Lozeb Bezrike or Lozeb Bishilshu Shneim Asura. That's good for the Chiddush. He wants to tell us that even though one is more benachas than the other, I don't say that, since Yisod Shulshul is also called Tashmishei Bekoishi, it's not Tashmishei Bepesach, so Memele, so the equivalent, that's the Chiddush. Elahash, the Dekayim Begoyasorim, Mali Osu Leoyoine, Mali Osu Letachtoine, Kach Peirish Rashi. So he says, no, he wants to tell us that even though it's not Tashmishan Beshove, Afal Pikein, since it's Begoya Asore, so one asks on the other. Ule Rav Ave Barave Nami, according to Rav Ave Barave, Do Ukme Beboin Bnei Tachtoine Derech Al Yoine Lamalux. According to Rav Ave Barave, that he said pshat that there's a sulam bein hatachtoine val yoine, and the bnei tachtoine come to the yoine lamalis. Kamash melon tuve. So here he's telling us a big chiddush. Av al gav da omar besoif keitzad ma'abrim. The sulam teres mechitza olav v'lo yosam. V'loi osa, abo hoche linye lechoshiv, tashmish benachas, ke lo ze bishulshul, lo ze bishulshul osa. He says, according to Rav Ade Barave, he's telling us a moira di kechidish, that is a sulam beineye. That is not a sulam, it has a teiras mechitze, lohokul, doesn't have a teiras pesach. So the whole purpose of the sulam is that we consider that it's tashmishoy binachas. That means that even though there's no Pesach beinayim, but my tashmish, the tashmish of the tachtoino is as easy as the tashmish of the oyoino. Because since I have a sulam to go up, so memela, so that's also equivalent to tashmishay bishulshul. Let us see Taisvis Daf Pei Gimel Amid Beis. Perhaps says this a little clearer. Taisvis Pei Gimel Amid Beis says as follows. Six lines from the bottom, the bottom place was Kosalka Daita. V'hodam rinim bishmaitim, v'chsheboin b'nei ha-tachtoine l'malois, loichoshiv l'vnei ha-tachtoine kizrike. The Gemara asked the Kasha and Shmuel, why do the b'nei tachtoine aser, it's l'ze bezrike, l'ze bishulshu. So the Gemara answered, speaking about this asula. Lav mishum de sulam choshev olav ke pesach lesa. Not that the sulam has a teiras pesach. The sulam has a teiras mechitze. Elo, al yedei sulam, since there is a sulam,
Choshiv livnei atachtoine tashmishon benachas kemoi bishulshu. That means, so our tashmish is just as easy as your tashmish. The emison is considered that we are being mishtamish from the tachtoine. There's no pesach beneim. But so in Lomdus we're mishtamish from the tachtoine. But since we have a sulam to go up, so our tashmish is equivalent to your tashmish. Just like your tashmish is a tashmish benachas, so our tashmish is also a tashmish benachas. Avol ke pesach loy choshev. It's not considered like a pesach. V'loy odif tvei mishulshul less. It's not better than shulshul. That means it's equivalent to shulshul. That is the chiddush of that with Chabad Barabbah. Kamash molon tuve. That's the chiddush. Aber gab doch mal besetzt geht zum Abend und zum Teils Mechitza Olof Loi Osa aber hoche le Ingen le Choshiv Tashmish Benachas ke lo ze bishulshul lo ze bishulshul Osa. Al Kaponim, we have here a Chiddush of Abaye. Abaye said a Chiddush, if you have two Rishuyais and they're not Muvdol from a Havdola of Eser Beinayim, the Teich Eser, so then it is considered one large Rishus, and we are not done which Shimush is more Benachas. Since the Teich Yud, so it's considered one big Rishus and one Asas on the other. Zog the Gemore Aray to this Yesod. Ki hoda omar Rav Nachman omar Shmuel. Gag hasomuch l'shus harab. Yeva gag hasomuch l'shus harab. Now let us look at picture 44. And let us study the picture 1 minute. We have over here, this is Rashi's Pshat. We have a chotzer on the bottom. And the chotzer is, let's say, for practical purposes, is on three sides of the bayis. Now, the fourth side of the bayis, there's no chotzer there. The fourth side of the bayis is pasuach lo shusara. So therefore, on the left side, we have the marpeses jutting out into the rishusara. Now, the goiva of the marpeses is less than yud. The goiva of the aliyah is also less than yud. And we have here a gag, which is yud, more than yud tvachim over the rishus haram. And then now we'll see klo what the shail is over here. Gag hasomuch l'shus haram. You have a gag that somuch l'shus haram. Tzorich sulam kavua lahatiroi. You need a sulam kavua. Here we have a picture of a sulam kavua from the marpeses to the gag. Lahatiroi, to be matter, the bnei marpeses, to be mishtamish with the gag. Sulam kavua in, bafka sulam kavua, sulam aray loy, my time lav mishum de kivin de besoich asore, da hadodi kaime, since the rishus harabim and the marpeses atoich asore, osron adodi. A very difficult gemara over here. With a three-way machloikis on the same shot the gemara. Let us see Rashi. Gag hasomuch l'rshus haram. She'einoi mukif chotzer l'chol tzidot. The gag is not mukif a chotzer from all sides. Elo tzidai echad rshus haram. Ustam gag gavoya asore. So the gag is zicha gavoya asore from the rshus haram. Tzorich sulam kavua min ho'aliyah legag. You need a sulam kavua. We have in the picture from the marpeses to the gag. It's an aliyah legag. lahatiroi to be mata letaltal min hamalpesis legak. In order to be metaltal min hamalpesis legak. Now what does this sulam accomplish? The ovid le sulam goli daite de salke legag mikoyach rishusara. If he made a sulam, so he's showing with this sulam that he does not want the Bnei Rishus Harabim to use this gag. Now a little, try to understand a little better Ashi's chat. The Ritva is Meir Einayim in this sugya, Kapan Makorin Tarashi. The Ritva says as follows: Tashmish gag oimar peses. This is a kaponim shitas Rashi. Loichoshev kula hay kechotzer. The shimush that the Bnei Aliyah meshtamish in the mar peses and in the chotzer and on the gag is not that's loichoshev kula hay. V'chi meshtamshi Bnei Rishus Harabim b'chol. So if the Bnei Rishus Harabim were meshtamish on the gag. Like kopdi alay, they're not makbet. Was geiton zon? We don't use the gag too much. For them, it's convenient. You have to understand. Vinisht vi this gag we say is asora tvochim. Maybe it's 15 tvochim high from the Rishus Arabim, and the Bnei Rishus Arabim that walked by were mishtamish with this gag, and the Bnei Marpeses. Were not makbid because they didn't have such a great use from it. So what is v'havalei kemeitzer shehichziku boy rabim bershus she'osel lekalkaloi v'kert. So they're using it. So they have a tzchusei shimush. They got tzchusei shimush from meitzer shehichziku boy rabim. V'hainu taime d'chi osa legag sulam kavua. But if the Bnei Aliyah, the Bnei Marpeses, will make a sulam kavua from the Marpeses to the gag, da'achshevei le'tashmishei le'mevdei tashmish todir. That means they invested, they called on a builder to make a sulam kavua. So that means that we're going to start using the gag. V'choshuv livnei chotzer. So now the shimush is choshuv livnei chotzer. V'solki mibnei rishus haram. So this takes away the shimush of the rishus haram. As it seems this meitzer shechziku boi rabim, this is a shemishpati kishayla, it seems it was only kolzman if it doesn't bother, it doesn't shter us, so you have this right. The minute it shters the Bnei Marpeses, Bnei Achotzer, so they lose this right. Al Koponim, but we're speaking about before you make the Sulam Kavua. So now let us see again this Rashi. Tzarech Sulam Kavua, min aliyah legag, la tiroi letalto min hamapeses legag. Now they'll be mutter to be metalto min hamapeses legag. The ovid lay sulam, goli daite, now is megaladas, the solke legag mikoy chesus arabim, that he wants to be misalik the gag from the Bnei Rishus Harabim, ve'iyu nechalei lishtamushebe, he wants to use this, he wants to use it, so then their shimush becomes both. That is dafke, if he made a sulam kavua. A sulam aroi. What if he put a sulam aroi? Kiven de misalik lay, command the lesu. If a sulam aroi is command the lesu. So that's nothing. So then we have here the shimush of the Bnei Rishus Harab. Lav mishum. So now the Gemara did not understand this halacha, why you need a sulam kavua. Without a sulam kavua, they're not allowed to be mishtamish on the gag because of the shimush of the Bnei Rishus Harab. Lav mishum the bahochi yaskino. So Rashi makes now a whole kimte. The loy givi a marpeses asorim Rishus Harab. Mistome the marpeses is not Gvoya asore mushusarabim. Umimeno oilin legang. Upoches meyasore hulo. And it's poches meyasore the gag from the Malpesas. Almen. Afalgav. So, Afalgav. Now Rashi explains what the shaila is over here. The Malpesas kepesach. Rashi says, if we won't hold of Abayis for it. Abayi was machadish, toich yud, has different halachas. You don't look at the oifen hashimush, lezeh bekoshes, lezeh benachas. Toich yud is one big rishus. Now, without the svore, we have here a moire de kikash. The b'mal peses, kepesach. The b'nei mal peses, their shimush on the gag is kepesach, because by them it is toich yud, so it's kepesach. Ulevnei reshus arabim, the bnei reshus arabim, since the gag is gavoya yud tvachim from the reshus arabim, einei roi. B'chol they can't be, it's not like lozeb is rike, lozeb pesach, it's worse. They're not allowed to use it b'chol in Shabbos. But some emele, so lecher the shaila is, so in Shabbos, we should be miyaches the gag to the bnei malpeses. Why does it say, without a sulam kavua, you have to rechen with the shimush of the bnei reshus harab? Why? So, kol choch etzaray et rabaye, kivin de malpeses reshus harab. Begoy asore dahadodi kaime, since both of them are on the same level, they're not moved to osri adodi. Then you don't look at the shimish, how I'm mishamish with it, or you're mishamish with it. Osri adodi, the ilav hochi, because if you won't say this for him, the ilav hochi, time of my ninu. So what's the reason? Why do they ask? Now Rashi has to, so that's the Raya to Abaye. So the Gemara brought a Raya to Abaye from this memory of Nachman or Moshmu. My time, Allah, Mishum, the Kim, the Sechasor, da dodi, kaimen, osra, na dodi. Not als the Shimush, no Teichasor. Now Rashi says, we have here a different problem. If we're speaking about a Marpesis, that's Teich Yud, Lurshus, Arabim, so Lochere, this Marpesis is a Kalmelis. So Mamela, it's something not to take from the Marpesis to the Gag. So going to Marpesis, Megufefes, Ilamailo. The Marpesis is Megufefes. That means it has Mechitzis around it. So that's, let's look in picture 45. So it has Gifufim around it. It has Mechitzis. And it's Pasuach. So on the sides it has mechitzis, and it's pesuach in the middle to the bnei reshus harab. Rein de mafeses megufefes ilamaylo, upischo biyud ames l'shus harab, it's pesuach till yud ames l'shus harab. So memele, so it's pesuach for them. The lav megufefes isoviv, kivin de loy gvoya asore kalmosi, besum le mahani, de kemetaltu mikalmos l'shus harab. So, koponim eisis, if the criteria would be the oifen hashimush, so lochere here zicher, the oifen hashimush of the bnei marpeses is zicher odif than the oifen hashimush of the bnei reshus harab. So, kochach, we see a raya to Abaye svore that teich yud, since it's teich yud, is osri yadod. Maskif lo rav pope. So, rav pope asked, no, it's not muchach. V'dilme k'sherabi mechatven olov b'chumso v'sudro. The bnei reshus harabim are mechatev on top of the gag b'chumso v'sudro. Here a picture. A kumso is a look at page 199. So we'll see exactly what a kumsa and a sudra is. Page 199, picture 39. So there he has a kumsa, seems as a couple. And a sudra is a type of a shawl. Al-Koponim, so the Gemara says that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim will see Rashi in a Veinik, but the Gemara says as follows. Could be Abayis Yisod is not Muchach. Toich HaSore does not make that they're all equal. But you asked Akashe for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim it's Tashmishe Bekoshe and here it's Tashmishe Benachas. So the Gemara says no, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, the Tashmish is also Benachas, Bekumse Vesudra. Let us see Rashi. Bekumse Vesudra, Sheregilin Loseis Olav Bechoil. Here the Gemara all of a sudden says, I don't know if we were correct before, we wanted to say, Rashi said, Bu'avdom Bepesas Kepesach, Nerishu Sarabim Ein Eiroi. So once they're in the roi, because Shabbos, it's, he can't take it. Here, the Gemara's Teretz, where Rashi says it would seem that, you're not banned in Shabbos, you're banned in Bechoil. Bekumse Vesudra, Shergilon Loseis Olav Bechoil, Koivin Umafoiris. When people walk by in Rishus HaRabim, and we have here a low gag, it's 15 tvachim high from the ground, so the Bnei Rishus HaRabim take off their kapel and their suda, and they put it on there. V'tashmish noyach v'hogon hu lahem l'masi kal kozeh. To put this light-weighted masui on top of the gag is a tashmish kal. V'af al pi she'enei roi lahem l'kituf. Even though we know that something that's more than 9 tefachim tall is not roi lekituf, lekituf masa kovui, kedo oma biyitzias haShabbos, tisha chazal lekituf. The halacha is if you have an omo tisha b'rishus harabim, so that is a din of rishus harabim because the bnei rishus harabim are mishtamish lekatev masa yisayim. Avu yudloi. Yud is not a rishus harab. Hanemilui lamasi kovi. For heavy masi take, it's not convenient if it's taller than 9 tvoch. Umiu lekumsa vesudre chazu. So what's this kumsa vesudre? Sharashi says, kshibnei odam ayefim biyamay sachama, when they're very exhausted, noitlim koivehem vesudran mereisheim, they take off, they have a koiva, and then they have a suda, and they're sweating away, mereshayim, ad sheyefuach haruach behem, till they should get a breeze, hilkach. So therefore, their shimush is equivalent, benachas, to the shimush of the Bnei Malpeses. You're asking Akasha, why do they ask, the kasha was chvesis. It's a zebra pesach. Lazein roi. Rashi said before. It's a zebra zrike. So the Gemara answered, no. Their shimush is equivalent to the shimush of the bnei malpeses. Va'afilu loykaimi malpeses begoyud. Now you don't have to say the shtik teira we said before. Before we didn't understand bechlal why they asked it, so we said there's a mapesis in between, the mapesis in between Yud and with the bias for it. Now we don't have to come on to this. Now we say that they have a shimush benachas for the kumse v'sudro, and the mapesis has a shimush, and then the bnei chotz have also a shimush benachas. So therefore they ask. It's not similar to a rishus bein beis chatzeiris. Lezu b'pesach, lezu b'zrike. So Tosfos asks, Rashi asks Akasha. L'chaire, we just want machadish that the shimush of kumse v'sudre is a shimush benachas, even though it is taller than 9 tvachim, it's you tvachim tall. But this is a shimush benachas. You're standing, you take off your hat, a person is taller than you tvachim, so this shimush is a shimush benachas. So memela, why all the time before we said that by Beis Chatzeres, Lezube Pesach, Lezube Zrike, so Miyaches, this mocking to those who are the Pesach. So Rashi says, because there you have to know who we're speaking about. The Chotzer Lavtash Mishtei Bahani Koivim Kalim. The Shimush, if you have two Chatzeres, and you have a Kaisel Bentayim, so the Bnei Achotzer, they don't put their hats on top of the Kaisel. Lavtash Mishtei Bahani Koivim Kalim, Ela Bekelim Kvedim. There she mushes in the chutz of the kelim kveidim. Bechi gavoya kaisel yud, if the kaisel gavoya yud, lechazi letashmishtei the chutz. So then it's not chazi letashmishtei the chutz of nois 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 lezeh shebe Pesach. So we give aces, we say, so the one who's tashmishtei be Pesach, it's meyuchas to him. Avol ibnei reshus harabim chazu. But ibnei reshus harabim, their shimush is a shimush of nachas for kumse v'sudra. So memele. So therefore, so it's no raya to abaya. Ve'is di muki loho the Rav Nachman. Others say pshat, the Rav Nachman is speaking about begag poches me'asor, that the whole gag is less than asor. V'yefshe. Tim Kane Havale Kamalas, the whole Rishus, Sherechove Dalid, Ve'eno Gavoya Asora, Eitzel Rishus Arabim Kamalasli, this is a Kamalas. Ve'kiv in the Hochiyu, it's a Kamalas, Sulam my Mahani, so how could a Sulam help over here? A Sulam Kabua will not make it a Kamalas. Vanisha Mati, now I heard another Pshat, Begoya Asora Dahadodi, She'enai rochik, that Rashi was learning till now, that Rashi made a whole dreidel over here, that Rashi says that the gag is toich asore because there's a mapeses. The mapeses is toich, Rashi put a mapeses in. The Gemara doesn't mention mapeses. The mapeses is toich asore, and that makes that the bnei rishus rabni mapeses are one rishus. V'anisha mate ayir apshat v'goy asore da dodi she'enai Rochoik Mershus Arabim Asoret. This bayis is surrounded by a chotzer by three sides. Halatzidoi Echod Rishus Aram. On one side, it is Pasuach Loshus Aram. Ustam Gag Gavoya Asoret. Normally a Gag is Gavoya Asoret. V'yeisham Marpeses. And there's a Marpeses, the Loi Gavoya Asoret, Mershus Aram. Umimeno, from this marpeses, oilin legag, they go up to the gag. Upoches me asore hulo, and this is, in the marpeses, is teichir. Alme, af al gag. Dile marpeses, for the bnei marpeses, kepesach. The gag lechoyre is kepesach. The bnei reshusarab meine roi. Aber kiven de marpeses, urishus arabim begoya sore da dodi kaima, but since both of them are on one level, osriya dodi, so you don't look at the oifen ashimush, that's not the criteria anymore. Di ilav hochi, because if you won't say the shtek teure, taime my havi, so why is it that it is without a sulam kavua, one cannot use the gag. The gag is also. Uchi going Rashi also said another came to the mapeses mugufefesi. Lamailo pasuach basura ames lushus arab. The loy mugufefesi. If it wouldn't be miguf, if it wouldn't be surrounded with mechitzas soviv, kiven loy gavoya sore kalmusi. The sulam loy mahani bodikam etalfel mikamalis lishus ayoche. This is Rashi's pshat. Bekoshelari lahamig sheyesh malpeses bein rishus arabim legak. His Rashi made a whole akimta. The whole gemara Rashi. We just had a member of Rav Nachman gaga somer lishus arab. So tzor sulam kvu latiroi. Nasulam Ara is no, my time allowed me to keep him to say chasorah dadodi kaim. It's say chasorah. So Rashi had problems. Stam Gag is Gavoya Asor. It wouldn't be Gavoya Asor, it'd be a Kamalist. So we'll take a look at that problem. So Stam Gag is Gavoya Asor. So what is Teich Asor? So Rashi made a Mapeses over here, which the Gemara did not mention at all. Because Lari Laham Ishesh Mapeses Bein Rishus Arab Legag, the Ene Maske Rocha Mapeses Klal. The Gemara does not mention a Mapeses. But oi, I Mapeses Migufefes, if we will say that the Ma'an Rashi here to say this Mapeses is Teichiot. Now Rashi had a problem if the Mapeses is Teich Yud, so it's a Kamalist. So Rashi says it's Meguf Efes. If it's Meguf Efes, Heich B'nei Rishus HaRabim Oysrem Oleho Balagag. It's Mukif Mechitzes. So we had mentioned that the Ritva explained Shitas Rashi, Tashmish gagay mafeses loichoshev kula hay kechotzer. The mishtam shibnei rishus harab b'chol kopdel avav loikamechir chuzik beirab. That means a chotzer that is pasuach rishus harabim. A chotzer that's pasuach rishus harabim. The bnei rishus harabim don't answer because they're makpid that you should come into a chotzer. We're mishtamish with the chotzer. So Memele, so there, so even though there's a Pesach from the Chotzer to the Rishus HaRabim, they don't say Pirtze Koyre Leganef. I don't say that the Pesach invites the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. We're being Mishtamish in the Chotzer. The Pesach does not schlep around the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. Mashein kein amar Pesach or Agag, since they're not Mishtamish so much on the Mapesach or Agag, So this Pesach allows the Bnei Rishus HaRabim to enter on the Mapeses, to be mishtamish with the Gag, and there's a loch of Meitzah Shechzika Beiram. This was Shitas Rashi. Now, Taisvis does not like this. So the Taisvis HaRosh is, that's a little clearer, the Taisvis HaRosh is as follows. Aishna, if it is speaking about that the Mapeses, if it is speaking about the Marpeses is Megufif, has Mechitzes, Zekta Taisus Arosh, so Taisus says over here, I Marpeses Megufif, Hachne Rishus Arab Moisrim Ola. So the Taisus Arosh elaborates. Maishna Michotzer Apsucha Lushus Arab, what is the difference here of a Chotzer that's Pasuch Lushus Arab, the Ein B'nei Rishus Arab Moisrim Ola Shum Tashmish. Yeah. So what's the difference? He did not like this chilik. What is the difference between a chotzer and a malpeses? That's his kasha. Just like a chotzer that's pasuach l'rishus harabim. Just like a chotzer that is pasuach l'rishus harabim. So the Pesach does not invite the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, and it's considered the Rishus of the Bnei HaChotzer. So who adin, the Mar Pesach should be considered, if it's Megufif, it should be considered the Rishus of the Bnei Mar Pesach. How did the Bnei Rishus HaRabim ask? That's the kash. V'idaleki Gifufi, I will say there's no Gifufi. Then it's Takibit, Avalei Kamalis. V'agag Nifratz Lo Basoret. The Mashup seems to say that since it's Teich Asore, since the Gag is Teich Asore from the Mapeses, so the Gag should also be also. V'ibuloi Mapeses Airi. And if it's not speaking about without a Mapeses, not like Rashi, v'koi Gag b'soich Asore, v'kainavi Kalmus, so the Gag is a Kalmus, that Kashi Rashi is also. V'oi Mari. So the Ri comes and says, a different mahalach than Rashi. The Mairi Shapir beloy Marpeses. It is speaking about there is no Marpeses. Ubnei Rishus HaRabim Mishtamshim Boy. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim Amishtamish and the Gag. Lefisha Einoi Gavoya Asor. Because it's not Gavoya Asor. If it's not Gavoya Asor, so we have a problem, so the Gag should be a Kamalist. So it is not porotz b'miluai to the rishus harav.
Either
they're speaking about that the tzidei hagag or gavoya asore from the rishus harabim, or he call hagag lamata mi asore v'yesh loy makom. Upasuch rishus harabim b'asore oy bepochas. Let us just see picture 49 and 50. 49, this is Tais Veshite. We're speaking about speaking about as follows, that the ends of the Rishus HaRabim is not level, so by the ends of the Rishus HaRabim, it comes about the two sides of the Gag, it's Gavoy HaSor, and the middle is not Gavoy HaSor. Or the second, picture 50 is that the whole Gag is less than HaSor, but it has Mechitzes on both sides, and in the middle we have a Pesach. Yeah. Now, yeah, and pasuach l'shus haraben basori bepoches v'kamrinom t'zorich sulam kavua lahatiroi. You need a sulam kavua. Avol beloy sulam, but ad a sulam. Now, Taisus has a whole new mahalach. Without a sulam, ein b'nei chotzer regilim boy. The b'nei mechotzer, if there's no sulam to get up from the chmeisah, there's no mapesas, Taisu says. So there's no sulam, ein b'nei chotzer regilim boy. Umevatlim mimenu b'nei rishus horabim shehigilu lehishtameish. The Bnei Rishus HaRabim that were margul lehishtamesh on this Gag, lehishtamesh boy, teires diyore. I don't know exactly if this is a lomdische bittle or a praktische bittle. That means like this. It seems that the Bnei Achotzer did not use the Gag too much. But the usage, what they used it, was enough that it should not have a Teiris Kalfas. It's called, their Shimush in the Gag was called a Shimush of Dire. It's called that there's Tashmishe Dire in the Gag. That existed Kolzman, the Bnei Rishus HaRabim were not Margil Hishtamish. When the Bnei Rishus HaRabim started being mishtamish with this Gag, is umevatlim mimenu Bnei Rishus HaRabim, now the Bnei Rishus HaRabim, that they're mishtamish with this Gag, shehirgilu lishtamish, boy, so they're mevatl from the Gag, teires diyorim. So either it's a practical thing, since they're mishtamish, so the miut shimush of the Bnei HaChotza dwindles, So therefore it doesn't have a teres dire, teres diyorim, or it could be it's a practical effect that people that they like this they used to use it 20%, now they only use it 5%, so that doesn't give it a teres dire, or I feel that they used it the same amount, but since the Bnei Rishus HaRabim used it more, so this is not considered already, so taking everything in consideration, it's not considered that this is Meyuchet for Tashmish Edir. So therefore, Umashvi Lohu Kalfif. It's called Anandar Aloch, not the way Rashi learned that it's speaking about that the Bnei Rishus HaRabim have a Meitzah Shechziku B'Rab, they have Schusei Shimush, you have to make a Pseir Uvi Chatzeres, L'Cher would be, I mean, it's like that they're also Mishtamish with the Gag. They have Schusei Shimush with the Gag. No, Goran Andrezach, their Shimush creates that the Shimush of the Bnei Chotzer gets smaller. Umashvilu karfet, it becomes a karfet. ואוסר לטלטל ממנו לחוצה לרבונן, רב שמנעמי קהלם ששומסו בביים, אוסר לא הולך מחוצה לגב. כיוון דנס הקרפף. So it becomes a קרפף על ידי דשימוש עבד בני רשו שרה. ולא ידע מי לחוצה רוי מובוי, נעצמו לתו החוצה רוי מובוי, שפסוכים לשו שרה בן בעשורם. Now here Tosis explains, so why don't you say the same thing? If you have a chotzer or movui that's pasuach l'shus harabim, ma'asore, that means you have eser ames, then b'nei reshus harabim oisrim olof, the hosom ikid di yoyrim gmurim, there's a shimush gomo, v'en koyach l'vnei reshus harabim levatlo. But here the b'nei reshus harabim, the shimush of b'nei reshus harabim is mevatlo, and for some reason the Gemara held that this is not a shimush benachas. So al koponim, so al kocher b'stitzins it's teich asore. So that is enough for the bnei reshus harabim to be mevatel the teiris reshus hayochid from the gaga becomes a kalf. V'ko amrinon, and for the Gemara, no, could be that the bittel is not to the shimush of the bnei reshus harabim, duma bekumse v'sudra, der gil nonichim shom bnei reshus harabim k'shem hayayifim, af al pi shegavoy ha'asore, shemasri kalu k'de perish bekuntres, v'tashmish nachas, this already is like rashi, v'tashmish nachas, v'lo idomi l'reshush shebein shtei chatzeus, hazeh bepesel, hazeh bezrike, that there you don't say that they could put their koivim on the koisel. The chotzayim mishtamshim boi bekoivim, ele bekeilim kveidim. So that is how Tosfos learned. So Tosfos learned, al kaponim, the iser of the gag, is that the bnei reshus harabim make it for a kalfet. The Gemara held in the Havim, they make it for a kalfet, because they make it for a kalfef because it's teich yud to the bnei reshus harabim. But this the Tosfos HaRosh explains a little better. Tosfos HaRosh explains, let me just say over the lashon of the Tosfos HaRosh. Chotzer movi shepsuchim be'esel l'reshus harabim, ein bnei reshus harabim mevat l'moisim. Sh'temnei chotzer v'amovi regilum v'shtamish boi, di'ikubu di'yoyrim gemurim. Aber begag shein diras bnei chotze motzi bo. Bnei reshus harabim regilum lekatef olov. Hitzrichu sulam kavua lahatiroi lechotze. So what does the sulam kavua do? According to Tosfos, the sulam kavua, it's not the, not speaking about the pameitzer shechzike berab. Lahargil tashvish bnei chotze olov. The sulam kavua creates that gives an incentive for the bnei chotzer to be mishtamish. Di lavoch yave mevatlen bnei reshus harabim shagim lishtamish boi teires diras aroi she'olov mashvalei kalf. It means like this, there's only a diras aroi on the gag al yedei bnei achotzer, but if they have a sulam kavua, so then it's become a diras kva, and the tashmish of the bnei reshus harabim does not affect the gag. Then it's similar to achotzer amor. Rabbeinu Tam meforeish beinyan acher. Rabbeinu Tam is gor ananda ripshat. Gag hasomuch l'shus harabim v'nomuch b'soich hasore. The gag is, this is the pshat that Rashi brought down, that the gag is toichyot. Tzorich sulam kavua la'atira. The kivon. So now the Rabbeinu Tam said, moire de kezachen over here. We have a lot of problems over here. The way he makes the picture ready, so the gag is already a kamalus. And now the sulam is going to be matar a kamalus. Now how do we do this? So the Rabbeinu Tam says over here two chesbonos. And the Tam mefosh bin yinach, gag asomuch reshus harabim, v'nomuch b'soich hasore. Tzorich sulam kavu la'atira. What do you matter? What is the problem? The kivin de toiche reshus hayochiti, since inside the house it is a reshus hayochid, v'loidomi l'shar kamalus. So this is not similar to a normal kamalus. That means even though the gag is toich yud to the reshus harabim, So according to our Yediyas and Hilchus Shabbos, we would say it's a kamalus. Muskate Meron, that inside the underneath the gag, it's, there's a bias there. That's very good. But L'chayre, on top of the bias is L'chayre kamalus. So the Bein Etam says, but it's not a kamalus gemur. L'idomi l'shal kamalus. It's a halfway kamalus. V'sulam kavua shebechotza. Now you have a sulam kavua shebechotza. That means the sulam kavua creates that the bnei chotza are mishtamish with this gag. Memayiv koyach kamalus shebechotza. We have a kamalus malia. Chazanish says he doesn't understand the svoris, the imek svoris of the Rabbi Netam, but Al Kaponim seems the chotz of the choychet harishus hayochid, and so it seems that the shimush of the chotz with the gag makes it, it's not a kamlus gomo to begin with, and now you have a sulam kavua, that makes it oisrishus hayochid. V'dayik, that is pshat in the Gemara. V'dayik sulam kavua in. A sulam kavua, that makes it for ois kamalus. Sulam arei loy. So now pshat the Gemara's kasha was as follows. Af al gav de sulam arei, havi tash mishnachas, tvei lechotzer, mibnei rishus arabim. Telesuluv nei rishus arabim, afil sulam arei. So the whole pilpul of the Gemara is as follows. Why do you need a sulam kavua? That means the shimush, we say like this, the shimush of the bnei hachotzer with the gag makes it a kamalus. So why do you need a sulam kavua? Sulam arai should also be sufficient, because if you'll be done the shimush of the bnei hachotzer with the gag, and you'll be done the shimush of bnei rishus harabim with the gag, so the shimush of the bnei chotzer is more benachas than the shimush of bnei rishus harabim, because they have a sulam aroi. Chazanish says he doesn't understand it, because the whole sugi is before it would seem a sulam aroi is lemal lemoir. But it's command the lesser. But this is what the Bein Etam says. The Bein Etam says that the sulam should be sufficient. Tafilu hochi. Even the betoich, so you know why you need a sulam kva. Even the betoich asore kaima osri. Since the gag is toich asore of the reshus harabim, so memele here you don't cheshben with shimush. Toich asore, so that's considered. So it's already. So the reshus of the reshus harabim is also shoylet equally on the gag, unless you have a sulam kavua. This is a tash mishnachas. His head is somuch legag. Vav tash mishi benachas b'lei sulam klal. Kilivnei chotza besulam. Olaochi tzorich sulam kavua. But if you have a sulam kavua, Lahatir, Karmelis, Garua, Kozeh, Tavitoichai, Rishus HaYochid.